Welcome to Cabbie, This Is Your Life.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Pleasure. Sue Wilson. We're just going to have a bit of a chat about you and how you become a cab driver and your life and stuff like that, really. It's going to be fun. So first of all, where are you from? What's your background?
Right, so I'm from the Elephant and Castle area.
Right.
Grew up on the Haygate Estate.
Ah, yes.
Which is now the posh Elephant Park. So I grew up on the Elephant, like around the Elephant Castle, went to school, went to secondary school, St. Saviour's in St. Olive's, which is at Brick Lads Arms Roundabout.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Then we moved to, my stepdad was a caretaker for Southwark Council, so we had the caretaker's house. We moved to Old Kent Road, near the fire station. So, yeah, lived there till I was 16, and then we moved out to Swanley.
But you're proper South Londoner,
proper
really.
Proper South London.
And one of them ones that moved out because it was better to live out of South London.
Yeah.
Got out of the hood.
Yep, exactly.
You must have seen some things growing up in South London.
Yeah. Do you know what? And everyone thought Elephant and Castle, like when they think, oh, it's rough and that, but weren't it? It was a lovely community feel, you know? Everyone knew each other. We like all go out to play on the estate. No, I had a lovely childhood.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even now, when I'm driving into work, I always head past Elephant Castle and I think, oh, home. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And you must know that area really well.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you do before the knowledge?
So I was the youngest in my class. I left school at 15, even though I'd done all my GCSEs.
Yeah.
So I got a job in an office as an office junior. And at that time, at 15, I applied to join the police.
Ah.
Yeah. So my mum worked for the police, civilian staff.
Yeah.
So I applied at 15. They were like, we have to wait till you're 16. Then I applied, got the job. So yeah, joined when I was 16 years old.
So you're a plod?
Well, civilian staff.
Right.
So yeah.
So what did that entail?
So my first posting was at photographic branch.
Right.
So when they said you're going to be posted there, I was like, what's photographic branch? I was a bit oblivious, you know, that they actually had police photographers. So any crime scenes, police photographer would be called.
Socco.
Yeah, like scenes of crime officers as well. And then they would take photographs. And then what my job was, at photographic branch, photographers would go and take pictures, whether it be victims, you know, crime scenes. They would then come back to the department, get the photos all printed up. They would put one album, like a master copy, together, the order of how the picture should be presented. And my job was then, with all the loose prints, was to replicate that album, would bind them all, get the statements ready, send it off to the officers that were dealing with it. And then, I opened my eyes. Like, I was 16.
Yeah.
I was seeing post-mortems. I was seeing, you name it, bombings. Awful
So
stuff.
What are we talking about, 90s?
So I joined in 1990.
Right.
No, 1996. Yeah.
Wow, yeah.
Like the IRA bomb. Yeah, so they were, you know. And I remember my first interview with the head of branch, and he said, I'm really concerned. You've been posted to us, you're 16. You're going to be seeing sights that I'm just a bit concerned about. And then he was like, do you know what? There's nurses that started at your age. You'll be absolutely fine. And I think where it's a photograph, it didn't seem like reality.
Yeah. So how long did you do that for?
So I did that particular job for 3 years.
Yeah.
And then I got an internal transfer and I moved to one area HQ, which is now the New Scotland Yard.
Right.
Then I worked in HR, human resources. So then from then onwards, that was my career with the police. I worked in HR. So I worked there, then I moved to Southwark Police Station, then Lewisham Police Station, and then from Lewisham I then worked at Empress State Building, which is over at Fulham.
Yes.
And that was my last posting. So what they did was HR for the whole of the Met, they outsourced to an outside company in Wales. So of course none of us were going to go to Wales.
No. Nah.
Got my redundancy, and then I was like, right, what am I going to do? I thought, I won't survive in the private sector. You know when they say you become institutionalised?
Yeah.
I do think there's truth in that. So I was like, what am I going to do? So my brother-in-law was a black cabbie. My granddad's brother was a black cabbie. And I thought, do you know what? Let me do the knowledge.
So you've only done one thing before you became a taxi driver.
Yeah.
Obviously, you had family.
Yep.
You had your family when you kept going at work while you'd had your children.
Yeah.
Which is difficult.
Yeah.
And then you've gone from that to straight into talking to relatives.
Yeah.
Seeing how they
enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then thinking, right, I'm going to do something different.
Yeah.
I mean, I've always loved driving, Paul.
Yeah.
And it was a challenge.
Yeah.
So, yeah, got my redundancy in March, and then my first class when I come to Wizz Ann.
Yeah.
It was a first night class.
So how long was you in the police for then?
21 years.
Oh.
Yeah, 21 years.
And do you get pension?
Yes, I've got a police pension.
Great.
And it's a good, they're good, aren't they? And yeah. My redundancy.
So it's a final salary pension you'll get?
Yeah. When you get. Well, so yeah, monthly they'll pay, you know, when it's, I'm retirement age.
Yeah.
Yeah, my redundancy package was good because I'd done 21 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Which really, so I had a 4-year gap, well, as in studying the knowledge and time I passed at. So it was able to help me study full-time on the knowledge then.
And you're happy you did it?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. It is funny because had that not have happened, I probably would still be working for the police because it was...
Steady,
secure.
Yeah.
You was getting a monthly pay, you know, paycheck.
And now you're running a business.
Yeah. And it's proper. I think that adjustment for me, sometimes I still find that hard because I've gone from employed to self-employed.
Yeah.
You know, you ain't going to get that guaranteed. You've got to go out and seek your work.
Yeah.
So I've struggled with that, that concept, but flexibility of it, Paul, is so good.
Yeah, it is. I remember when you first started because you come to rent from us.
Yeah.
You were the original Miss TXE. Because I got that number plate with the hope of, like, attracting women to do the knowledge.
Yeah.
Like, sincerely.
Yeah.
And when you rung me, I'd just bought it, the number plate.
Yeah.
And you rung me and you said, your enthusiasm was unreal. And I was like, wow. And I'm getting goosebumps remembering that first phone
it's
call.
Exciting, yeah.
And I'm like, and I said it to you and I thought, I hope you don't find this cheesy.
Yeah, I remember you saying that to me.
Yeah, I don't want it to be cheesy. Yeah. I just want you to, because your enthusiasm, I want you to be the person that has that number plate on that brand new cab. I can see you in the showroom, get in the cab, and then you did, and you come and you brought your kids.
Yeah.
Did you bring the dog?
No.
You didn't bring the dog. You brought the kids. You brought your kids, and that was amazing. And you had the pictures, and it was just perfect. And
it was just lovely.
I'd like to think you inspired some women to do the knowledge. Yeah. I think you might have done that. I think
I'd like to think that.
Not long after did the knowledge. I don't
know
whether that was a part of her, you know, the whole, you know, attraction of it. And now she's in that cab, which is amazing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember when you came along and it was good. And yeah, it was the white, and I said, right, I'll get a white one.
Yeah.
You know, I'll get you in a white one. And that's stuck, like, and it's still there.
Yeah.
You know.
That was amazing. That day, to me, was, it was exciting. I was like, come on, girls, we're going to pick up the taxi.
Yeah.
You were there, everyone was there. Because it was your 50th taxi, was it, as well? It was
that's
a big thing.
Yeah, it was.
It was your, it was a big thing.
Yeah.
I
didn't remember that, but you're right.
It was your 50th cab. Yeah. So it was a bit of a thing for the pair of us.
Yeah.
They were taking the pictures, and the girls were there. And then afterwards, I remember saying to the girls, right, come on, we're going to go for lunch.
Mm.
I loved that day.
But then you sort of had a bit of a, because unfortunately, the time you got out was probably the worst time of ever that I've known of. And then a lot of people have known of with the cab game because it was lockdown.
Yeah.
So there was rent, there wasn't rent, there was a bit of rent, there was a bit more rent. And to try and work it out so it was fair to, it was just, it was horrendous.
Yeah.
But look, it was great. You did it and you're now, you own your own cab now.
Yep. Yeah.
So you're a musher as well.
Yeah.
You know, and at the time you were scared to go out. You didn't want to take money off people. Yeah. You was worried about the fare because of COVID.
Yeah.
Didn't want to go on the apps. Didn't want to do this. Now you've got your own cab.
Yeah.
You've got your own pink lanyard.
Yeah.
You know,
I know.
It's there. It's all
there.
I've
got me mojo now. Yeah,
you'll be running a fleet soon.
Oh, don't. That was horrible at the beginning, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot, and some of the guys that came through the knowledge haven't come back. They didn't bother.
Really?
Yeah, didn't bother.
I can see that.
I can.
I can see how that...
Because it really put them off.
Yeah.
How bad and difficult it was. And, you know, there's so many stories. I mean, at the moment, it's quiet, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, I've had guys come out in January, well, December. It was really busy.
Mm.
And then now in January, they're like, do I still have to pay rent?
I'm like...
you know, can you not reduce it a bit? Well, no.
Yeah.
You know, this is just the way it is. Yeah. January's quiet.
Yeah.
And you've experienced a few of them now. It can be a bit seasonal.
Yeah.
But only for a few weeks.
Yeah.
You know.
And do you know what?
It'll pick up in Feb.
You know what, Paul? I think because of COVID, where I've had it the worst, nothing's ever going to be as bad like that.
Correct.
So
it's done you a favour.
Yeah, it's done me a favour.
Going out then. You didn't realise it at the time.
No, but you know, now I think, well, if it's quiet, nothing's like a...
I remember coming to pick up the cab. So you had that high and then you had the low where you pull, I can't do it.
Yeah.
I can't do this.
That was picked just, it up. Yeah, I remember that. That was horrible. And yeah. I remember dropping off Miss TXE.
Yeah.
I remember crying. Walking away thinking, oh my God, I love this cab. But
yeah.
I just can't do it.
Well, if we don't get enough quota of women, I'll sell you the plate.
Yes, please. Yeah.
So you listen, if you're watching this, ladies, get on the knowledge. Otherwise, that plate's gone. She's taking it.
Yeah.
So talking about the knowledge. So you already said who inspired you. So it was family.
Yeah.
So they're your inspiration.
Yeah.
Anyone in particular?
Do you know what? My granddad's brother, they're identical twins.
So your great uncle.
Yep. He was a cab driver.
Yeah.
And my granddad, I remember we used to talk, like my granddad's sadly not with us anymore, and he used to talk and he used to say he tried it.
Mm.
He couldn't manage the appearances, couldn't be spoken to the way, you know.
You get spoken to, yeah.
And he couldn't handle it.
It's all about respect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he used to say to me, oh, girl, when you do it, you know, you could have a pink taxi.
Yeah.
You know, you could, you know, girls. And I was like, oh, it'd just be so lovely to be able to do this. And... yes, I think a bit of wanting me. So even like now, I will always start at Waterloo. And like I'm on group chats, yeah, and all the guys laugh at me because it can be a bit slow and that. But for me,
got your
just
routine.
Means something because of my granddad. Yeah.
That's
so
well cool.
Why?
So because of where he comes from?
Well, and because he used to tell me this fact about Waterloo.
Go on.
And at the time, well, so I don't know whether this makes sense or not. He used to say to me, girl, it's the only station you go under a bridge and over a bridge to get to. And I was like, what's he talking about? You know, like underneath Westminster Bridge Road, you go under a bridge, then you sort of go, maybe not up a bridge, but you know, up the bit near.
Right, okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, I kind of get that.
Yeah, and because he sort of told me, I was like, oh, I don't know. So I just feel like, you know, they lived in Kenneton all their life. Lived in Kenneton all their life. So I just think, yeah, so I'll always start at Waterloo.
It's a good luck thing as well.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you feel like you've done that part of the day. You've done your little bit of bird.
Yeah. Yeah,
if it's an hour, you're going to do it.
Yeah.
What's the longest you sat there for?
COVID time, 4 hours.
Let's not count that.
Yeah, okay.
Because that's just nonsense, isn't it? 4 hours.
Yeah. Where was the other day? I think I waited. We needed 45 minutes and then I got a Covent Garden.
Yeah.
And I thought just...
go
but
back.
Then the other day, I got a Southampton. I was just like, you just can't... And my mate...
because the trains went down,
oh,
right?
My God, it was amazing. Mm. Wasn't it that Storm Henk or something?
I know.
That was amazing.
It's funny how adverse it is for cab drivers compared to others.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you want things to happen and go wrong so you can earn more money.
Yeah.
It's a bit weird.
Yeah, I know, like with the rain, you feel, oh, yes.
They come running down the road for you sometimes, don't they? Because when the trains go, boom, they just out.
Yeah. You should have seen
them
running after. They're all on their mobiles. I'm thinking, look, they're all looking for Ubers.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that idea of going, you've got to do that.
To start my day.
To start your day.
Yeah.
And I always, this is a bit, people think this is weird as well. If I've done bird on a rank, a long lot, like 40 minutes, and I get a silly little job, £7.
Yeah.
I go back.
Yeah.
Because I'm there still.
Yeah.
So I think, you can't have two like that. And 9 times out of 10, I get a good job next.
Yeah.
So I always, that's my thing.
Is
I always go back.
Go back, yeah.
I'll go back. And if it's another 40 minutes, I'll sit and wait.
Yeah.
I'm so belligerent.
Right.
That's what I do.
Oh, yeah.
So staying on the subject of the knowledge, who is your favourite examiner and why?
Mr. Swire.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what? You're not the only one. So you're the third one that's done this now. And I think two out of three have said Mr. Swire.
Yeah.
And why? I think I'm gonna know the answer, but you tell me.
Two things.
Yeah.
He had a knack of making me feel really comfortable.
Yeah.
And secondly, just blow you away with his knowledge.
That's it. That's exactly what the other guy said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that, so for example, I went in once, sat down, tell me about, have you got children, Mrs. Wilson? Yep, I've got three children, Chloe, Phoebe and Elsie.
Nice.
What are they going to be doing? So just,
he tailor-made, he's bespoking you. He's bespoking your appearance. I love that.
Within that, he was like, right, take me from Tanner Street to Friend's House.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, he says, and then I ran it, and he was like, do you know why I've asked you that? And I said, yeah, Elsie Tanner, my daughter Elsie Tanner used to be in Coronation Street, so that's why he's asked me Tanner Street. My daughter Phoebe was in Friends.
Right.
Well, obviously not my daughter, but
yeah,
Phoebe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Friends House and Friends. So it was like, oh my God, he's just, yeah. And it's really, it relaxes you, doesn't it? Because it feels like you're taught, and then you don't, yeah, you just had this knack of... you know, although you're still on edge because you're at an appearance, you know, you've still got to prove yourself. But
he's knowledge, so he can do that off the top of his head.
Yeah.
He's probably one of the only ones who did or does do that.
Yeah.
And I never had him, sadly. I never
really?
Got him once.
Never?
Nope.
Oh.
Really weird.
Yeah.
And sad, really, because I always sort of mentally prepared myself.
Yeah.
And I'd done all the points that relate to me.
Yeah.
You know, like I knew all my Greek points and, you know what I mean? Cypriot embassy, the Greek embassy. I could practice all them lines and
all
never got it. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Paul Street. I sort of set myself up, but he never came along.
Oh.
It's a bit sad, really.
Yeah.
And we lost him.
It
very
was,
sad.
Yeah.
And heartbreaking, really. But yeah, like I said, that you're not the only one who said him.
Yeah.
When
the news come through that he'd passed away, I remember having to pull over. I had a tear in my eye, and I was like, that's just so sad. And I thought it was so touching. The swagger. It's funny.
Yeah.
I was at London Bridge the other day, and I was looking up. I was thinking, God, yeah, this.
I don't
is
think
so
it's official, but I think it's official
in the knowledge
stuff.
Right, yeah. But yeah, he was.
Yeah, very sad. Criminal. Yeah, no, that I get that. I get that. So that's really good. So let's move on to. So how long did it take you?
4 years full time.
That's good. That's about the same as me, actually, and kind of the average now.
Yeah.
Do you think it should be easier?
No.
No.
No, because that journey prepares you for the outside world.
Do you think they can make some changes to help it along?
Well, they've stopped the red line process, haven't they?
Not completely, but you can't go back a stage anymore.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, which is right.
Yeah.
Because you've done all that hard work on that to get to that stage. You should never go back.
And then that thought that you could then go back, I mean, on your 50-60s to get red line and then go all the way back. It's just,
That was ludicrous.
Yeah.
That was never right.
No.
So they've done that.
Yep. And they've dropped, so when I did my suburbs, it was 127.
Mm-hmm.
They've reduced that now, haven't they?
Yep, 20-something now.
Which I can understand because...
Do you think it should be there at all?
So...
Suburbs? Why do you need it?
No, not really. Because that time, once you've got your rec and then you're concentrating on your suburbs, you're losing, you know, you're calling every day on your runs, you're losing them lines, you're losing that knowledge.
You're losing your actual London knowledge, which you need.
Yeah.
Thank
Whereas
you.
Maybe the airports, 100%, maybe, you know, when I did the Heathrow.
But can you work at Heathrow? Are you allowed to work at Heathrow?
No.
Have you got a tag?
I'm on the list, actually.
Right.
I'm hoping the end of this year. But very important for when you're dropping off.
Dropping off, but.
Well, yeah.
If
actually,
you're not going from terminal to terminal or.
Your hotels and that, yeah.
So. And you can't get a tag, so, yeah.
I know, like, when I hear my mates, when they work in the airport, and he's like, you know, I've got this one, and I think, oh, my God, I'm going to stress when I get up there, and
Do you think you need 56 days between appearances?
Probably not, because it is quite long. Mm. Maybe every month.
Mm.
Keeps you more
They're the only
swing.
Things I think we need to change. So we've already done the
Not going back.
We've already reduced the suburbs to something that's minor.
Yeah.
Why do we need 56 days between appearances?
Yeah.
If we took all them things away, you'd take a year off, I reckon.
Yeah.
You know, it'd make it a little bit more, you know, viable for everyone to do.
Yeah.
But that's just, we're going off topic a little bit.
But they're
ideas. I always do that.
Yeah.
You watch any of our podcasts, we're always, going around in circles. Right, so best cab ride. So I'm talking about, it doesn't have to be anyone famous.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be anyone special or family or anything like that. Just a job that sticks out in your mind. It doesn't even have to be a long job. Just an experience you had that you thought, I love this job because of that cab ride, that one cab ride.
God, oh my God. Do you know what? I'm lucky.
Doesn't have to be
I'm quite a chatty person, as you can tell, Paul, right? My poor passengers. I'm gauging who wants to talk on it. Oh, yes, no, I've got one, right?
Yeah.
So, because that's the thing. There's just so many. I meet such lovely, lovely people. And they're people that you ordinarily would never have met in your lifetime. So I've met... my daughter's studying law.
Really?
She wants to be a solicitor. She's at Queen Mary's University.
Oh, wow. Down here?
Yeah. And so I've met two barristers... One who gave Chloe 2 weeks' work experience at the Old Bailey on her case.
Wow.
And I'm like, Chloe, that's... Money can't buy that.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, we had a lovely chat. obviously didn't charge her. I was only taking her to Waterloo from Fleet Street, and we got talking, and she's very much, you know, she said that I'm a criminal barrister. I was like, oh my God, that's amazing. Did you always know? Because that's what my daughter wants to get into, law. And she's very much, you know, it's a hard game, women and that. You know, what's your daughter doing? She was like, I'd love for her to come up and experience this case that I'm on at the Old Bailey. Can you give her my details? And then, so she was liaising with Chloe, spoke to the judge, got her access. And like Chloe said to me, Mum, I weren't in the back row. I was literally on the main desk with the criminal barrister. Yeah, she went, the defender was behind us, the Old Bailey, like the jury.
And how old is Chloe?
19.
Right.
And I was like, my God. So even now, every now and again, they'll message Chloe, we've got a case at such and such, you want to come along and have it? So I was like, them contact, isn't that amazing, Paul?
This is why I do this.
Yeah.
Because I've stories like that I'd never have known.
Yeah.
And nor would anyone else. This come from driving your cab, picking up at Waterloo?
Fleet Street.
Well, Fleet Street.
Yeah.
But in the area. And you got your daughter work experience, which could change her life, by the way, which probably already has.
It has, yeah.
Just through, just chatting to someone, being you.
Yeah.
And you've got that.
That.
Amazing.
Isn't it incredible?
Amazing.
Yeah, so that was...
No, wrong one. Wrong one. Not wrong one. No. 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 I'm trying to get the round of applause.
Yeah.
It's gone. There you go. Oh. You got it. I just, I'm
yeah, it's just, amazing,
that's,
isn't
you
it?
Can't beat that.
Yeah.
You can't beat that. I mean, we've had, like, this question... You're the third person now, and the other guys was different. But Mark, who was here before, he ended up flying an aeroplane.
Stop
he
it.
He got a flying lesson. He got talking to somebody about something, and it got in, and he ended up, and then, I was flying a plane all around Kent. And I'm like, what? So one minute you've got this guy in the back, because he's like you, he's the male version of you. He's just like a machine gun like you are. And then this and that, and then I'm flying a plane. And I'm like, what, you're in control? Yep. And that came from you driving the cab? Yep.
I see. It's, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you've got your daughter a career.
Yeah.
Which she wanted.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah. And she's getting experience.
It gives her that first thing. Do you know what, Mum? Actually, this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
But how amazing is that, Paul?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, it's
incredible.
Someone's saying to me, oh, you chat to your passengers. And I think, why wouldn't you want her?
No, that's right.
Not because you want things. Of course not. It's just the day goes quicker.
Yeah.
You learn stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
I find with me driving the cab is that I end up finding good places to go on holiday. Because I always ask my passengers where they're going on holiday. Like, you know when you're in the barbers, going on holiday, sir?
Yeah,
I always say to them, you going on holiday, sir?
Right? And that's your line.
And then we start talking about, because I had Martin Clunes in the cab.
Oh, right.
You know, Men Behaving Badly.
Yeah.
Very famous.
What's he
lovely
like?
Guy.
Nice.
Lovely, lovely guy. Funny enough, guess where I picked him up?
Waterloo.
Yep.
Oh,
yep. Picked him out of Waterloo. He came out and I said, oh, I'm a massive fan. I got a bit of fanboy. I don't care.
Yeah.
Because I'm a big fan of him. He's great. And we started talking about Greece. I don't know how we got on the subject. Yeah. He was talking about, and he was telling me the islands he's been to. And I ended up going to one of the islands that he talked about. It was fantastic.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. 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 And you get, because you talk.
Yeah.
You know, it's therapy for them and it's a bit for you as well.
Yeah.
If you don't talk, it can become really lonely.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You could go a whole shift without talking. Because some people just don't want to, do they?
Yeah.
Like, they're nuts
and
down.
And you get that, didn't
you?
Yeah.
Nuts down on the phone.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's fine.
Yeah, I'll just
I get that. But yeah, that's great.
Well, was this,
and what's she doing now? She's at uni.
Yeah, so I met another barrister at House of Lords.
Right.
And what a lovely lady she was. So Chloe's been doing a bit of work experience with her.
So you've done two?
Two, yeah. I don't know why. I get a lot of lawyers and judges.
Yeah, they love a cab.
Yeah.
Yeah, they love a cab.
I would say, quite a lot. So just through talking, I mean, how amazing. So Chloe's sorted. I've just got to work out what the other two want to do. And it's amazing.
Where's she start? Oh, Queen Mary?
Yeah.
Great.
Isn't it? So,
yeah, that's good.
So really good.
That's really good.
Yeah.
So, I don't know whether you've covered this in this question, but who's been your best passenger? It doesn't have to be famous. Is it the same answer?
Best passenger. I mean, because you do get some that you feel so comfortable with that you're chatting that you think, oh, actually, I feel really bad charging you for this.
Yeah, no, I know.
Because I've had a good chat.
Yeah.
I
often feel like that.
Yeah, didn't you? Because you think, oh, God, yeah, actually, I've got charged.
This one's on me. You feel like saying it.
Yeah, because you feel a bit...
I've always done old ladies to church for free.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. All right, let's go with famous. Who's the most famous you've had in?
Rowan Atkinson.
Oh, wicked.
Mr. Bean.
Yeah,
do you know
yeah.
what? I didn't even know it was him. I did not eat. So I was at the Strand Palace. I'd been use the restrooms, which are lovely because they've got the white company cream.
Yeah.
So I'd got out in the cabin. You know, you're then on that rank, you're like facing the Savoy.
Savoy, yeah. Yeah. So he's come out there.
Yeah. So I'm getting in the cab and the doorman's ushering me over. So I think, all right, okay. And I can see him and his wife. But it was at the time when everyone was wearing a mask. So you couldn't really see who it was.
So and you say, this is my wife. Is that a good, is that a good impression?
Teddy Bear, I like that.
This is my wife.
They just went, I was just mainly looking at the doorman. He was you're going to be going North London. I was like, okay, yeah, get in. Now, they've got in the back, and this was at the time COVID. So, you know, you've got the fan in that you turn round. They'd used that as a seating area. Do you remember? Do you ever remember that? Savoy at the front of
I think so.
It was like a seating area. So you couldn't even go down to do your turnaround. And I'm like, when's that? Oh, so I'm chatting away. Like, he's in the, I didn't put the meter on and do this. So I'm like, when's that all going to change? And he's like, oh, soon, a couple of weeks. Anyway, so I've reversed out as we're driving. I'm like, oh, you guys had a nice stay at the Savoy. And the wife went, oh, yeah, we were there for a friend's birthday. And I was like, oh, lovely. Yeah, first time we've been away, leaving our daughter. How old's your daughter? 2 years old. And I was like, oh.
2 years old?
Yeah, I did think that. Because he's a bit older, isn't he?
Yeah.
Anyway, we're chatting, got the radio on. And I just remember going up Dartmouth Hill, right?
Park. You know, the Dartmouth Park Hill, thinking, over the bumps.
Oh, yeah, bumps. And they're all going bump. And I went, I'm so sorry about this. Keep forgetting about these bumps. And we're chatting. And it's only when he got out to pay me, he took his mask off. And I went, sir, you really look like Rowan Atkinson. And then he went, it's because I am. And I went, oh my God, my daughter loves Mr. Bean. And I really wanted a picture, but I think because I was all new, can't. I thought, be professional. And I was like,
how do you feel about that? Cabbies taking selfies with famous people? Because some people, some of my cabbie mates, they hate it. Yeah. They hate seeing it and they think it's.
Yeah. If it was someone that I know my girls absolutely love.
Yeah. You use that as an excuse.
Excuse. But I wouldn't charge them for that fare. Because I'd
leave off. They got the money.
No, but then I'd feel like, oh, to validate getting that picture done. I'd feel a bit better. I just thought, no, I just said to him, oh, like, what a pleasure to have
I've only done it once. And that was with Clunes. Because I loved him. I love him so much. I said, do you fancy do you mind a selfie? He's like, of course. And as we got out of the cab, homeless guy wanted to get in the picture, and I'm like, sorry, mate.
Soho.
I say, no, this is mine.
Yeah,
and he was really cool. I think it's my most liked picture on Facebook.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It came up on my thing saying, your most liked picture. Yeah, it's good.
I was going up St. James's.
I've had loads more famous people in. I could have asked, but I didn't, you know. It is a bit, what's the word?
Can be a bit intrusive if they mine, Matt Goss, I had two.
Oh, yeah. He loves cabs.
Well, he didn't get in mine. So I had two passengers in the back. I was taking him to that festival. What was that food festival that was in Regent's Park? It's quite popular in the summertime. I can't think what it's
called. I know the one you mean.
Yeah. Oh, I was taking him
Street to Feast or something?
Something like that, isn't it?
So
they were in the back of the cab and we're going up St. James's Street and we're at traffic and I see this guy and he's in a light pink linen suit and the hat on it and I thought he had a bit of suave about him and I thought, oh, who's he? And so then he sort of goes in front of the cab and I thought, oh my God, that's Matt Goss. And I've just lost it all, right? I've just bibbing and I'm waving at him. I'm like, Matt. And I thought, how embarrassing.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Was he cool?
He was so cool. And I've forgotten about the passengers in the back. And he came around the side door and I opened the window and he put his arm in.
Yeah, did he?
Oh, grabbed hold of him. in the cab. And I went, oh my God, it's you. I can't believe it. And he went,
you were Brosset.
Yeah. Oh, massive.
I'm going to admit something here.
Yeah.
So was I.
No.
I had the Grosch tops on my shoes. I loved them. They were good.
Oh, my God.
I thought they were good.
Yeah. And they were South London boys.
Ah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Peckham.
Okay.
Grew up in Peckham.
No, so I loved Bros.
Oh, yeah.
Brilliant.
Honestly.
Great band.
I was just proper.
And he was a genuinely good drummer.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? Matt was a drummer, wasn't he?
Or was that Luke?
I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll get told on. Yeah, someone will put it in the comments, hopefully. Yeah.
But he was just, and he went, oh, it's a shame. I needed a cab.
Oh.
And I
had someone
like
in. Get out.
Get
out.
Matt wants to get in.
Get out.
And
then
he went off, and I was like, composed myself, and I went to him, I'm so sorry about that. I said, oh, I didn't even get a picture. No one's going to believe me. And the guy went, no, I did. I'll send it to you. I couldn't stick my business card in through quick enough. And I'm like, text it to me, text it to me. Yeah, brilliant. He did. So I was like, so yeah, that
you'll
was my starstruck moment.
You'll have to send
moment.
That to me.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, I'd like
so
to see
nice.
That.
But yeah, there's just so many, Paul.
I know.
Just,
I know. It's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
That
that's
you
what
just,
I meant, yeah.
Yeah.
The kids get fed up with me though, because I go home every
with
day.
The stories.
There's a story. There's a story, and I can't help myself. I try and stop myself.
Yeah.
So don't. Even when you're out with your mates, just stop.
My mother-in-law loves cab stories. Got any stories, Paul?
Oh, she'll say.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah. Got any? What you got? You, yeah. Every time I say it, what cab stories? Come
yeah.
on, let's go.
You can't help it, can you?
I'm like, oh. Well, I don't, oh. It's like.
Do you think? Mind you, how long have you been driving there?
2015.
Right.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, so
nine year, this year will be 9 years. Yeah, yeah, triple badged now. Yeah, and how long have you been? Four.
Three.
So yeah. You'll soon be.
So I'll soon get to that stage.
Real,
I think.
When have you renewed
not,
yet?
Yes, I yeah.
So you're not a butter girl anymore.
Yeah. No, I'm going into my fourth year. So yeah, I'm not a butter girl anymore.
So you've renewed your badge.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a process, isn't it? So you've done that. Okay, so you've done your best ride. You've done your people. You've done, and they were amazing.
Yep.
What's your most lucrative ride? So, you know, longest roader, I don't know. Or it doesn't necessarily have to be a roader. It might not be.
Yeah.
What's the biggest fare you've had?
So I would say it was a day before my birthday. I picked up, I went
perfect.
To, yeah, the Mandarin.
Yeah.
I was behind a TX4 and the doorman come up to me and said, there's six of them. Can you take, they want to go South Croydon. And I was like, yeah, of course I can. 6 hour bladies all get in. Takes to South Croydon. It's like 50 odd quid, Saturday. And as we was dropping them off, they said, is there any chance you could pick us up? So I gave them my business card and I said, I tell you what, you're going to have to give me at least half an hour, 45 minutes, because I'm going to go back into London. Anyway, drop them off. Two boys around the corner, one he dropping off at a station around the corner. Took them, literally 5 minutes, Paul, the lady phoned me up. Can you come pick us up? I thought it's lovely. I'm still in the area. Went back, picked them up. Right, girls, we're back to the Mandarin. No, we're going to Staines now.
Right,
oh my God.
Long.
Off to Staines.
Yeah.
And it's all cash.
All ready, yeah.
Do you mind waiting to pick us up? And I was like, so I think I was just like their chauffeur for the day.
Yeah.
And that was just easy money night, and it was just for my, but yeah, so I think that day, it was just pure cash, taking them back to the Mandarin, then from then, I then taking them back to Euston, and yeah, it just didn't seem to end.
Let me have a guess. Can I have a guess?
Yeah.
So you've gone, you started, you've got your South Croydon, you've picked them up again, you've gone to Staines.
Yep.
So, right, so then you've gone from Staines back to the Mandarin.
Yep.
And then from there to Euston, and a bit of waiting time in between.
In between, yep.
300?
Oh, about 480. 480.
480?
Yeah.
That's big.
That was good.
Yeah.
And that was the day before my birthday. Oh, it was, a good day.
You didn't beat Jay. Jay ended up in Holland.
Holland.
He went to Holland on the Eurostar during lockdown. I think he went to $2,000 or something.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and Mark had one in Manchester. I've had a Manchester as well. But yeah, that's still a lovely, oh, that's a great.
Yeah.
But yours is better in a way because you haven't come out of London.
No.
They've had to go miles and they've come back empty.
Yeah.
So you're still doing all that and then you're back, you're still in the game.
Yeah.
So yours is probably the better one out of all of them.
You're still within.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah.
But it's funny, isn't it? You never know where the day's going to take
never
you.
Know where you're going to end up. Never know where you're going to. And this is the thing where sometimes, yes, it is flexible, but it can be, you can be like, can you pick the kids up?
Mm.
No, I can't because I've just took this job, and I didn't want to turn it down.
Yeah.
Sometimes it can be tricky
at
home.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to have support at home. You know what I mean?
100%, yeah.
Which you obviously have got.
Yeah,
which is great. That's a really good job. Like I said, it's probably one of the best ones out of all of them. My next question is probably covered by that question because it's the most lucrative day and what happened. So that's the same. That's the same thing. Okay, so this is an important question, right?
Okay.
In your opinion, what's the next generation of taxi drivers? Who are they going
to
be?
Do you know what is funny in it? Because with cab drivers, you only tend to become a cab driver if you know them in the family.
Correct.
Or know of someone.
That's what happened. This is what happened to you.
Yeah.
Not me. I wasn't influenced by family.
So what made you?
Friends that were cab drivers. And I always loved the London cab since I was a kid. I was so excited by seeing cabs in London. When I came to, because I didn't live in central London. I lived out in North London and moved out of London for a while and come back. I always loved the cab. And then I had mates that were cab drivers that had this flexible lifestyle that I liked. And they were geezers. And I wanted to be in that crowd. And I wanted to do the knowledge. Because at the time, there was a set of my mates that were doing the knowledge. And they were all together doing stuff. And I wanted to be involved.
Be part of that,
I wanted to be involved. I know there's a women's cab driver one, isn't there? What's that like?
Do you know what? That's really good. I suppose, because we don't know each other personally, it is just pure, well, not pure work. Because if someone's birthday and someone knows, you'd all, and Christmas time, you'll like, happy Christmas. And there'll be a few jokes on there, but it is predominantly
work-related.
Work-related.
That's good.
Which is good, because it's short and sweet, and it is to the point. But it's lovely.
Yeah.
I've got my one with Nick and Terman. They're my besties out there. Right. So Nick, you met, we did the podcast with
Nikki.
Tom and Lee. Yeah, Nikki.
Yes.
Nikki and Terman, Dean knows Terman. She did knowledge with her.
Yeah.
And we've got our own one, and we are besties.
Right.
So we speak daily, so many times during the day, but we will tend to meet up once a week for coffee.
That's cool.
So they're important. And then, the other groups that you're on.
It's good. So you didn't really answer my question.
Yes. Yeah, so, you know what? I think it's going to be the likes of, because not many people know about this side of they see the taxi and that's it.
Mm.
It's never a career fairs, is it? It's never a career talked about.
No. Nope.
But like what I was saying earlier when we met up just before with Tom, you know, he is so prevalent out there on social media.
He's influential.
Now. Yeah. And he's bringing interest to the cab. So straight away, I know of two people that are like, I'm following him and I really like his videos. And now
he's
actually,
unreal.
Yeah.
He's unreal.
He's attracted them and they're like, I'm really thinking of doing this.
He's going to be even better when he comes back as well, because he's on travelling at the moment, isn't he?
Oh, right. Okay.
He's gone travelling around East Asia. East Asia? I don't know. Asia. Yeah. He's gone Thailand and all that.
Yeah.
He's doing all the travel. I think he's doing like 3 months.
Bloody hell.
When that always gives you a lot of power in your mind to learn stuff. I did a bit of travelling and it does. It makes you...
Good.
You know,
it opens your eyes to things. Oh, and more knowledgeable and he's been a good influence for the cabs,
for younger people to get involved. There's quite a few young guys on the knowledge now. There's a guy out there that's flying through because he's young, isn't he? And
if they've got the time, quicker. They're living at home or they
And he is, and his brother's a cab driver. That is right. So this is my last question.
All right,
it's been wicked.
Yeah,
but it's the most important thing.
Okay,
there's nothing more important than this.
Okay. God, I'm getting nervous now.
Really, you should be. What's your favourite biscuit?
It's going to sound a bit boring.
No, crack on.
Maryland cookie.
That's not boring.
Chocolate chips.
Why? Why is it boring? That's not boring at all. That's a great biscuit.
Biscuit, isn't it?
They're a bit crumbly, though, don't you think?
No, if you get the Maryland cookie ones, right?
Yeah.
Because you've got to dunk it in your tea or your coffee. It don't crumble.
But don't... Yeah, but
just don't leave it in there long enough. I weren't expecting this, Paul.
For me, the cookie is something that stays together, that's chewy, but these go crumbly. And I'm like, that's not a great cookie for me. And at the end of the, because I don't know about you, but when I open a packet of biscuits, I can't just eat one or two.
Yeah,
I have to iron.
Go for it,
So at the end, there's loads of crumbs left at the end. But I do like them. My mother-in-law gets them and she buys them for the kids, but I end up doing
eating them.
And there's too many crumbs for me.
Well, what's yours then?
See, I've got several, but the go-to for me is Bourbon.
Now, ask me
that's
what
a go-to.
Ask me what my dog's
your walk
called.
Around? Your dog's called Bourbon. Love
and
it.
Why? Because it's my daughter's favourite biscuit.
There you go.
Three of them. You're getting another round of applause.
No, I'm laughing. The round of applause didn't work. That's cool.
Yeah.
So that's your favourite, but have you got like a go-to, like when it's not a favourite, you just got like a go-to biscuit where you just have as a biscuit, like walk around biscuit, do you know what I mean?
I suppose like chocolate digestive, always got them,
What about Garibaldi?
God, I ain't had one of them in ages.
Amazing biscuit, chewy, they stay together,
a bit
perfect
too
for dunking.
Chewy, like,
too chewy?
Yeah.
Old school, that's a proper old school biscuit.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's it. This is your life. Right, so in This Is Your Life, remember This Is Your Life.
Yeah, do I get a red book?
No. What colour do you reckon you get?
Oh, Bluebird.
Yes.
So this is yours.
Well, I'm not going to give it to you just yet, though. But this will be yours.
Oh, damn.
And I want you to give it to someone who you think might be interested.
Real?
Yeah. Yeah, it's for you.
Oh, my God.
For coming in. And I want you to give it to someone who you might think is going to be interested. Right? So you've got someone straight away. Yeah. Amazing. So your third one, Mark's not given to anyone yet, but Jay has just donated to someone.
Right.
Which is amazing. It was because I'm on a couple of the groups, the knowledge groups, and he put it on there that he's given this. He didn't mention that it came from here or whatever. He just said, oh, I've got someone for you, da da da. And I was like, brilliant. It's just perfect.
Oh.
So that's good. So, but before you get
it. Oh my God, please don't ask me to call. Oh no, ask me number one.
No, you're not getting away with that. But if you really are struggling, then you can revert to run one. But I'm going to.
Oh, God.
So, you should know this one because of where you're from. And if you don't, you don't have to do it word for word, right? But you give me a line from this Sumner Street, SE1, to Mostyn Road, SW9.
Brixton.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So Sumner, I'm going to leave by the bottom on Stamford Street.
On Stamford Street?
Suffolk Street.
Yep.
Yeah, that is Suffolk Street.
Yeah.
Suffolk Street, and then you've got the Mercure Hotel on the left.
That's it.
Leave by Suffolk Street. I'm going to forward into Stamford Street. Comply with Waterloo Roundabout, leave by York Road, left Addington Street, right Westminster Bridge Road, left into Lambeth, that's Lambeth Palace Road, comply with Lambeth Circus, leave by Albert Embankment, comply with, what do you even call that? Like Vauxhall one-way system. No, actually, I'm going to left into Kenton Lane bit. Then I'm going to go right into, what's that bloody road? And then do the left into, right round the back of Kenneton Oval, right into Brixton Road, left into Mostyn Road.
Yeah. I mean, look, you were so
Jesus
good.
Jesus Christ.
Got it right first time. You were so good, I couldn't keep up with it. And it's completely different to what's written here.
Bad, isn't it?
I don't know. I have no idea. I'm North Londoner. I have no. Yeah. I couldn't even see that. So it's saying here, leave on the right, Suffolk Street, left, Bratfries Road, forward, St George's Circus, leave by London Road, right into Elephant.
Okay.
Comply roundabout, leave by Newington Butts, forward, Kennington Park Road, bare left, Brixton Road, left into Mostyn Road.
Right, okay, they've come down a bit, like down that way, whereas I've gone that way.
Don't matter, does it?
Yeah, no.
But the way you called
it, I would have drove it that way.
What, my way, this way?
My way.
Of course you would. And you'd have got it. I mean, this is the magic of the knowledge, how quickly you saw that.
Saw that line and saw it. It's incredible. Weird, isn't it?
Yeah, and like I said, all three. That was honestly, and I randomly picked that out.
Oh, thank God it was a South London one. That's what I can say.
I randomly picked that out. Because I thought, there's no point asking you Kentish Town Station to West Smithfield.
Jesus Christ.
But yeah, amazing.